Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around. Welcome back, Hobby Hackers. In today's social media jungle, personal branding is everything. But building one that actually cuts through the noise, that takes something special. Today's guest is Jeremy Bishop, the guy behind The Guys and Gals. He's helped Netflix stars, artists, top realtors, and authors grow brands that sell, not just look good. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me here.
Absolutely,
man. Looking forward to getting into the conversation.
Hell yeah. I mean, we are all consuming content on social media. We're all in front of cameras. We're all wondering what it takes. So let's kick this off. What drew you to the world of personal branding, and how did you go from creative to celebrity brand builder? You've got some really amazing journey that you've traveled to be here.
Yeah. So my journey started 19 years old. I got introduced to entrepreneurship. I got introduced to a company. I had the opportunity to represent them, sell a product, build an affiliate network. And I had a bit of success with this. And it was a blast. And for the first few years, it was going really well. After just a few years of having all this success, I get a call and the company had an internal problem and they basically shut down overnight. And wow. I looked back, okay, and I was like, man, if I could have done one thing more, I would have focused on building my name just as much as any product or company or industry that I'm a part of in the moment. And so in my early 20s, it sort of led me down this mission discovery to figure out what this idea of a personal brand really could be and could do, and how can you really have it as an asset inside of your business.
That's really powerful, and I hear that from so many people who are working for a company who are helping with their marketing and not building their own personal brand. And what's cool is that you've been doing this for over a decade, right? What were those early days like when and you realized that, okay, I'm building their company, they're paying me to build their company and build their brands and products. But what if they go under? Nobody thinks about what if a company goes under. And that was something big that helped you realize to build that business. What was that transition like for you?
Sure. I think that, you know, it's not so much about whether a company is going to last or go under as it is the idea that there's going to be a constant, something that continues to grow, and that's you and your name and your reputation. Okay. Yeah. Who you know, of course, depending what world or business you're in, this is going to change drastically, but you know, for an entrepreneur who needs to network, who needs to build relationships, find new connections, mentors, clients, opportunities, having a brand that opens doors for you is invaluable, right? Yeah. So it was a big eye-opener that, you know, relying on other brands is great, as you might be an employee of a great company, you might have a great partner in a business, but most importantly, the reminder that you know, this is something you can continue to work on, your name, your reputation. And so, you know, that was a big eye opener.
Man, I love that. You're absolutely right on that one, right? Building our personal brand to continue, not only say, hey, I've helped this company, I've helped that company become who they are. You build your own personal brand. And what's beautiful is, as I've been following journey of other personal brands, and I ask this question to people all the time, who's the oldest personal brand that you can think of? And people might say different names. And I was like, what about Jesus? Right? he's a personal brand. Without that human element, there would be no connection to the Bible. Muhammad, the same thing, you know, Adam. Because here's the beautiful part. We as human beings, we love to relate. If I can relate with you, if I can relate with your struggles, if I can relate with where you're coming from, there's a better chance of us to get to know each other than me trying to get to know a product without any sort of solution behind it, which is so cool. Now, Jeremy, you've sold over $10 million in services. What role did branding play in being able to command those kinds of results?
Yeah, it plays an invaluable role every single day, whether it is on a phone call and someone wants to check and reference simply that I am a real person,
yeah.
Okay, or be able to see a little bit of an insight as to who I am or who you are, right? Mm-hmm. These are tiny, tiny little bits of trust and recognition and credibility that make a very big difference in someone's decision to do business with you. So you might not think that, you know, having your bio updated, that your profile picture clear, that your content matters. You know, you might say things like, you know, social media isn't important in my business. I don't get an ROI from it. All of these sort of blanket statements. But the reality is that if somebody Googles you and you do business with other people, which is most business, okay,
yes.
Then there is a point where you're right. It might not, you might not need it to continue operating, but would it help if someone came across a profile that they could actually clearly see who you are, what you do, and maybe get to know you and make a decision on you? And so you think that's going to help increase business? Do you think that's going to help increase trust, relationships? It certainly has opened doors in relationships and still does. It plays a role every single day from the first dollar all the way to, you know, when you're doing big business. I mean, look at some of the biggest names in entrepreneurship. Okay. Don't take this, you know, just from me, but, you know, I was very fortunate. I watched my mentor help people like Patrick Bet-David, Grant Cardone, Damon John, Kevin O'Leary. You know, these guys are superstars. And they still have a team that they're investing in to grow their metrics, their numbers, and their name, okay? So it's very important.
No, you're absolutely right. And I appreciate you sharing the part about the mentor, right? We all don't get to somewhere without a mentor, without a coach, without somebody who's already been there. And that's a really important role that folks don't realize. They're like, oh, I can do it on my own. Nobody's done things on their own, right? Nobody at all. Now, what's cool is that people see the spotlight scrolling on social media, scrolling on the different platforms. What they don't see, or what they don't always see, is the strategy behind it. What makes a celebrity level brand stand out today? And what's something that you do differently than most branding pros?
Well, I think the first obvious trait for everyone listening is that you are unique and you are irreplaceable in the sense that no one can be you, okay? Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of comparison in the world of branding and personal branding especially. You know, people say, I don't want to be like that guy or I don't want to be like that girl. And if you take a moment to focus on what you do want to share, okay? So if I look at your social media right now, okay, and I scroll down, I bet for 95% of all people listening, if I were on a phone call with you and I said, what's your mission? What mission are you on right now? What do you want to do for the world? How do you want to impact the world? They would give me this beautiful, and this happens every day. They give me this beautiful, you know, one, 2 minute speech about everything that they want to impact, how they want to treat the marketplace, how they like to treat their business. And then I go on their social media and there's hardly correlation whatsoever to the level that they want to operate at in business, the impact and magnitude, And by the way, that message that we're talking about is nowhere to be found. It's not in a caption. It's not in their bio. It's not in a video. And so the first thing that we're talking about standing out, like how to create a celebrity brand, there is no zero to celebrity. There is you working on you and starting to create a strong foundation for who you are, what you stand for, what you're doing, why you're in business. And then of course, yes, there are lots of, you know, lots of things that we need to do from that to celebrity, but 100%. That's where I would start.
I love that. Those are some really great points, which, you know, answering that why question and then having those answers be on our social. That's a reminder for me too. I'm like, hey, am I doing that for myself? Am I showing up to say, hey, I help people with their studios. I help people with their podcasts. I help people get confident in front of the camera. I'm not really talking a whole lot about it. I am sharing a lot of my own personality with my kids and whatnot and the speaking. So maybe a combination or a more aligned format would make a lot of sense. Jeremy, let's hit a few fun questions. Now, you've used to play drums. What band would you have loved to tour with?
Oh, geez, that is a crazy question. you know, some of my best friends are still touring with some of the biggest names in the hardcore metal industry and in the metal space. And so I would love not to go out on tour with any specific band,
sure.
But there's a place in my heart to be out dedicated on the road, to be with your friends, to be with people that you love, appreciate, and being able to share your art every single day. So I don't know. I don't have a specific band, but I'll just say that yes, going back out on tour has a special place in my heart, and I love for my, and a lot of love for my friends that still continue to do it to this day. Yeah.
You know, I'll throw one out for you. I recently watched the new movie, Minecraft, and I don't know if you've seen it yet, but Jack Black is in the movie. And we all know Jack Black is known for Tenacious D. He's done the School of Rock. He's a huge metal fan. Like, I love his music, right? He even has a song called Metal. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it, but what would it look like to tour with him? I mean, that would be pretty badass.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know, if I could tour with anybody right now at this stage in my life, I would probably like to go tour with Michael Bublé. Okay. Ooh. Or like a John Mayer and go play drums for these guys. Oh. You know, something that I enjoy, that's you know, relaxing, calm, more of like a totally different lifestyle. I mean, of course, I would love to go out in the metal space as well, you know, but go play for Metallica, maybe probably do a better job than
oh, really?
Lars, but you know.
Oh, snap. We got some fighting words.
That's an internet joke. Everybody gives this guy shit because he, you know, how do you play drums for 40 years and not get any better, right? But so...
Oh, man, I love that, Jeremy. All right, next up, your favorite book is How to Win Friends and Influence People. What's the one principle from that book you still use every single day?
Yeah, be open to connecting with other people. Be willing to put yourself out there. I was just at a coffee shop 2 hours ago. I watched another young man a few tables over, and he was cold calling. And he got frustrated. Somebody didn't want to talk to him, and he hung up the phone, and he was, you know, saying some words to himself. He wasn't happy. Yeah. He was a little frustrated. And I just said, you know, hey man, are you cold calling right now? And he's like, yeah. And, you know, I said, come sit with me for a minute. And, you know, we just started chatting, and I just started to give him some perspective. And the point is, build a relationship, build a connection, for this young man who was 19 years old, 18 years old. Okay. So I remember when I was 19, just starting in business and just trying to figure out how to talk to people. A lot of people told me no. They told me I was crazy. They didn't want anything to do with whatever project I was a part of. So it was just, you know, in that moment, I was able to give back and inspire somebody to keep going, and give them some tactics and some insight. But the same thing goes for finding a mentor. So most people
It
are
does.
scared to, you know, to go connect with the people that you can learn from. So you got to reach out and build some friends, connections, and yeah, go, of course, read that book if you haven't already.
Thank you so much. That's so powerful because I remember when I was 19, 20, I was making cold calls myself, you know, trying to get people to resubscribe to this magazine that we're already sending them for free, right? Hey, here's the catalog. And I didn't have a mentor like this. Like if I had somebody listening in and like, hey, you could do these things, I might have stuck in sales because there was one point in my life where I was working as a salesperson for this used laptop business. This is 2007. People are buying used laptops. I was like, wow. I lasted there for 3 months because I couldn't meet my quota. They didn't have good mentorship plans. They didn't have good training. And since then, I was like, sales is not for me. But sales isn't that at all, right? It's a lot more than what people chalk it up to be. So thank you so much for sharing that story with us. All right. Jeremy, this has been a powerful conversation, but I know you've got even more in the tank. In the next episode, we'll break down how to monetize a personal brand, what a seven-figure mindset really looks like, and how creators can turn attention into actual income. Give us a teaser on what's one monetization mistake most people don't even realize they were making it.
One monetization mistake is the lack of direct communication that people could take on a daily basis. And so they think about, you know, I need to learn how to spend money on advertisement. I need to learn Facebook ads. I need to learn SEO. And they start with all these fancy things and they forget that they have a phone, that they have an Instagram, LinkedIn, and they can send 100 messages and text messages and emails every single day to start developing some communication, start learning, and doing some business.
Man, that one is a powerful one. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Appreciate you coming on, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you.
All right, Hobby Hackers, follow the show. We'll see you in part two. You're not going to want to miss this next episode. It's going to be a firebomb. All right, take care, and we'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode on Hacks and Hobbies. We absolutely appreciate your contribution. You can find additional notes on hacksandhobbies.com. Please share the podcast with your friends and tell them what you learned about our guest today.